The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is to the Italian Alps we go now because the Special Olympics World Winter Games are in full swing near Turin. 14 athletes representing the country, and Henry McKean is amongst them on these slopes. Henry, how are you?
Ciao, Kieran. It's been 3 golds, 1 silver and a bronze. Lucy Best from Antrim, Maria Connolly from Galway, Donal Brennan from Dublin winning silver, Clive Healy from Waterford winning a bronze, and Keelan McConville winning gold. It's been an absolute magic day. I know it's been a magic day for you in Washington and Dublin, but out here in Turin, it really has been something amazing. Here is Keelan McConville, 21-year-old from Antrim. He is the most advanced athlete ever from the Special Olympics Ireland, winning in alpine skiing. Here is the moment.
And the winner, gold medalist representing Special Olympics Ireland,
Keelan McConville from County Antrim has won Ireland's first gold here at the Winter Games in Turin. What a champion, the most advanced champion athletes in the history of Special Olympics Ireland.
Let's clap these outstanding athletes.
My name is Keelan McConville.
How do you feel being Ireland's first gold here at the Turin World Winter Games?
Feels fantastic. Just got moved up to the highest level. First race, a win gold. Feels fantastic.
Do you want to say hello to anyone back in County Antrim?
I want to say hello to everyone back at County Antrim and County Armagh. Can't distinguish the two where I'm from.
And so much work went into this, doesn't it? So many people were involved.
A lot of work came into this. I'd like to thank everyone that supported me along the way. Head coach Jill, coach Jean, Glenn, people, Tony Hamill, Peter, a lot of people helped me, and everyone else, you know who you are. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations is right. Henry, how about the family? How did they feel about the big win?
They're over the moon. So much sacrifice was made. Here is his dad, Paddy McConville, and they're in tears.
Paddy McConville, how do you feel? Your son has won Ireland's first gold here at the Winter Games in Turin.
Henry, I'm dancing on snow. The happiest man in the world. The euphoria. What's a lot your fella doing that? Can't find the words. Absolutely priceless. Good man, Keelan.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Henry. We'll go and party.
Hi, Karen Coventry, Director of Sport with Special Olympics Ireland.
Karen, we can hear the noise. It really is a party atmosphere. Ireland has just taken home its first gold of the Games. How proud are you?
The tears rolling down my face probably say it all. We've had Keelan when he was 13 at the World Games in Austria, and to see him progress and come to advance our first ever Irish skier at this level, first medal in the Games, I'm honestly just bursting with pride and so happy for him and his family and all the supporters.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Henry.
My name's Adele McConville and I'm the mother of Keelan McConville. We came across here as an intermediate and he was moved up to advanced. Very nerve-wracking, but I'm just so amazed. I'm so proud of what he's achieved. He's inspirational. His sisters are only off the phone, they're all crying, the whole country's got, it's just amazing. That's all I can say, it's amazing.
So it was a very emotional, happy time.
Very, very emotional. I'm kind of shocked, but I'm just so proud of him. So proud of him. And it's just amazing that he's going to bring the gold as the first advanced skier back into Ireland.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Ah, yeah, the McConville's over the moon. And you met other parents as well, Henry.
I did. I got to meet Clive Healy's parents, and they are so proud. I met them on the slopes. Remember, he got the bronze.
I'm Antoinette Healy. I'm Clive Healy's mum. Very proud of him today.
And being a mum, it must be so unbelievably...
It's unreal. Like, I never experienced anything like it. Never. He's represented Ireland before in Austria with floorball. So this is completely new to him altogether and completely new to us.
So you must be so proud.
I am very proud. Very proud.
And, you know, I can see a tear in your eye. That is a tear of joy and pride.
Yes. Thank you.
And watching him come down the slopes there.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Anthony Healy,
Clive's dad. Clive has been in Special Olympics since he was 15. And to achieve this today is just unbelievable. I've trained him for soccer in Special Olympics myself for many years, but we never thought we'd get to this stage. Like, it's just unbelievable. And the team he has behind him is fantastic.
Well, my name is Clive, Team Ireland.
Clive, what is it you love about skiing and how are you getting on?
Getting on good, yeah. We've done a practice run yesterday, we've done a practice run today, so it was up at 6 o'clock this morning, so...
So an early start?
Early start, yeah.
And how are you finding the snow on the skis?
It was a bit hard yesterday and a bit lumpy, but they straightened it out, so it was a lot better today. A lot smoother as well, so...
So you had a good run.
I had a good run, a fast run as well, so I'm happy with it.
Good luck to Clive as well. Henry, tell me about Lorraine Whelan.
Well, she was in a car accident just a few years ago. She's rebuilt her life. Here she is. Lorraine Whelan and dad, Brendan Whelan, how did you get on the slopes? How did it go?
I fell, but second run, it's going to be even better.
Second run is going to be even better. Okay.
So, you know, brave in the attempt, you're going to keep going.
Yes.
Oh, this lady is full of determination, aren't you, Lorraine?
Yes.
And Brendan, you must be so delighted to have Lorraine back on the slopes, especially after the car accident in recent years.
Ah, sir, she's been very brave and very determined. And I tell you this much, that slope there would have tested even me, and I'm a reasonable skier, so she's done exceptionally well to get down.
Well done.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marie Whelan, mother of Lorraine Whelan, who was competing in Turin in the alpine skiing for 2025.
The Winter World Games, for you being a mum, can you watch Lorraine compete? How hard is it to watch?
How hard is it? I find it personally incredibly difficult to stand and watch. There's a part of me that would love to go up and do it for her, but I know I can't. So she's incredibly brave to do it, but it's the hardest thing to do is to watch your child compete in any competition, because you want the best for them all the time and all you want them to do is do their best.
Lorraine has been through so much. She was in a car accident a few years ago. She's come out of that and she's back on the slopes. I mean, you must be very proud.
Oh, proud is an understatement. We just cannot believe where she's come from to where she is now, and her bravery in getting back on the pair of skis after a horrific car crash, which is life-limiting for her. It's amazing.
Yeah, amazing. And we believe in Lorraine. The second run is going to be the one to watch out for. So good luck, Lorraine.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.